Following claims made by the United States Ambassador to Ghana, Mr. Robert Jackson, that 7,000 Ghanaian illegal immigrants in the U.S. were awaiting deportation, the Embassy of Ghana in Washington, D.C. was requested to urgently confirm the claims with the relevant authorities and report back promptly to headquarters. According to the mission, when the inquiry was submitted to the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, they were unable to confirm whether the number of Ghanaian deportees was 7,000. Rather, the mission was informed that 180 Ghanaians were under deportation orders, while an additional 185 cases were at various stages of processing pending final deportation orders. The United States authorities further noted that 80 out of the 180 who had already been interviewed by the Washington, D.C. mission and consulate in New York were due to be deported in June 2017, while the remaining 100 were yet to be interviewed. The ministry was informed that because of the legal processes involved, the deportation exercise would have to be staggered. Subsequently, the ICE on 14 June 2017 effected the repatriation of 63 out of the 80 cleared for deportation, who arrived on a chartered flight on the said date.
The Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration Minister was also quizzed on the plight of Ghanaian domestic workers in the Gulf states and what her ministry is doing to address the situation.
The issue of abuse of Ghanaian young ladies working as domestic assistants by their employers in the Arabian Gulf remains a matter of concern to our missions in the region, especially in countries such as Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Kuwait, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, amongst others, where they are subjected to all kinds of alleged abuses. These range from extortion of monies by their recruiters, displacement, unpaid wages, sex slavery, lack of basic social protection such as access to medical care, confiscation of passports and deprivation of independent movement, false accusations of theft by employers leading to their arbitrary arrest and incarceration, and other forms of abusive treatment, including violence, resulting in reported cases of suicide.
Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration Minister Shirley Ayokobuchi.